The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that it is sponsored by the fine folks over at BetterHelp. Sometimes you just need to speak to somebody, whether it's mentally, whether it's physically, whether you got to get something off your chest. Lord knows I got a few things to get off my chest. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS. Get something off your chest today. Do the right thing. Get the right help. Better help.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, back at it. Joey D in the mix. Joey D in the cut. And Mikey B. You're right there. You're right there, Joseph. Jesus, yeah. Joe. What's going on over there?
I'm okay.
You okay? Well,
I had some in my throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Father's Day to Michael. Happy Father's Day to Mike. That's gotta be better than your birthday, no?
Yeah, Father's Day.
Right?
Yeah. That's special. Absolutely.
Father's Day, you don't turn older.
We don't turn older, and happy Father's Day out there. I know this comes out on Tuesday, but to all you guys out there that watch this show and follow us and subscribe and are supporter of the brand and the boys. You guys are the heroes, man. You guys do it all day in and day out. You got to show up and keep showing up for the family, and that ain't easy, dog. And we appreciate the shit out of you, and I understand it, and I get it, and we appreciate it, and we love you. Happy Father's Day to all the fellas out there.
Very nice, Michael. Very nice. Are you wearing Italy jerseys back to back? I am so removed from what's going on in soccer that I don't
know. Bob, that's
man,
terrible.
So
being
good,
honest,
dog.
I'm being
it's
honest.
So good. It's so good. So good.
I'll smash a couple unders today.
Sure.
Well, the unders got cooked yesterday.
Yeah, unders did get cooked yesterday in games that I really thought would go under too. That Spain game, Spain destroyed Croatia.
Spain is a problem.
And then Italy, I got to say, Italy gave up that goal in the first 30 seconds, which was basically an own goal. It was basically an own goal. They made a horrible, horrible error. DeMarco threw the ball in over his guy's head. Albania scored within the first 30 seconds. I was like, this Italy team is not built to score fast. And they scored two goals in 15 minutes, and that was it.
What was the vibe like? Because I know you had people over. Were people pretty pissed?
No, because it happened so early that nobody was even there yet. It happened in the first 30 seconds of the game.
I missed, so Mikey. Like, I tuned in with 10, 12 minutes in, and it was already 1-1. I was like, what the fuck is going on
here? It was basically, essentially, an own goal that Italy allowed early. But, you know, I got to give them credit. They settled down, and they dominated the rest of the game. But, yeah, Bob, these tournaments, you got to get into them, man. They're just so good. They're so good.
Once every 2 years, Bob.
Pulisic invited us to come down to Orlando when they had played Brazil.
For the friendly, yeah.
And I couldn't. We had this golf tournament that I was supposed to do with Wendy. Sweet girl, by the way.
Great girl.
Sweet girl. She really is.
How's that triple berry frosty, Bob?
I'll be honest. I know
you think it's the top dog.
It's tough to say that over the chocolate. Have you had this triple berry frosty, Joe?
No.
I'm telling you right now. I think it might be better than the chocolate.
There's
it's different,
no
though.
Way I'm telling it's better.
You, maybe if I had gun to my head, I would take the chocolate. But yeah. It's not far. You going with the dreamsicle, surprising. I really enjoyed the review, Mikey. I really did.
So you tried the orange, though, right?
Yeah.
You didn't like it? Because the thing, I may be a little biased because that orange creamsicle, like, it reminds me so much. And people from, you know, New York, New Jersey may understand the bias here. You know, on the boardwalk, Bob, the custard, the orange vanilla soft serve custard in the cone.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, like that's what it reminded me of so much, and it was just on point. It was just, so that's why I have a little bias towards that. But the triple berry, it was great. It was great.
It's blue. No, is it a blueberry or
no? It's like purple. It's
purple.
It's
yeah,
blackberry.
Supposed to be allegedly, it's raspberry, blueberry, strawberry.
Allegedly. What do you mean? Well, what do you mean allegedly?
There may be a boysenberry thrown in there or a blackberry. I just don't know.
What is a boysenberry?
Who knows what Wendy's up to in the lab, dog? She's just busy. All I can
tell
you is she's
very
busy.
She's busy. Who's not busy is the Golden Arches. I mean, when are they
gonna... Oh, they got cooked, man. They're done. They're done.
As crazy as it seemed like when Mikey made that statement, which it did sound a little bit crazy. You got to kind of understand what he's talking about.
I don't see them blowing anybody's mind lately. My mind's been blown 2 weeks from the saucy nugs and the triple berry frosty.
Mikey, these takes sometimes are really bad, but if you let them sit long enough, they actually somehow kind of come into fruition.
That's like Jet's takes. A lot of times Jet has takes. It's like, yo, what the fuck are you talking about? And then you sit on it a little bit and then it slowly.
Hey, you know
starts.
What? I want to give a shout out to the Jet for hitting sure. for a little heater. He's on there.
He's on a little heater for the Jet.
He can't miss right now.
Oh, you know what
this is? This is what happens,
Teddy came to town and it's like the earth stood on its axis. And it's just like now everything that he was hitting that he was going to hit, him and Teddy have been on an absolute heater. Well,
I hope
he took the Oilers' first goal yesterday. We had Oilers.
Oilers.
He took the Oilers' second goal.
Well, you had Oilers yesterday too, right, Joe? That was like a play.
I needed it. Dude, I am so over baseball right now. Baseball has absolutely banged me, dude. Baseball. And I tell you what, there was a time where it seemed like baseball was just, I was hitting on an unnormal pace. And yesterday was like the one day I was like, I don't care when the Dodgers gave up a grand slam and I just was like, yo, dude, I'm so over this. Every game.
You got to wait till after the All-Star break to really start betting baseball.
Before
the All-Star break is tough because you don't even know what's going on. Like, baseball's such a numbers game. It takes so much time to settle in and really determine who's good and who's not. I feel like the law of averages has to play out.
It's never easy, Michael. When you go into the ninth inning and you need a run, you get pop fly, ground out, strikeout, inning over. When you go into the ninth inning and you have a one or two lead cushion, it's like first batter walked, second guy single. Now all of a sudden there's two guys on and now you're trying to hold on for dear life. It's never, ever easy. And I don't know when the closer in the MLB just disappeared, because these guys now that they bring in to close games look like they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, it's tough to get a great one, man. It is.
It's unbelievable.
Even like a guy like Rivera.
Yankee fans were spoiled.
We're spoiled. We're spoiled. And you know, you look at a guy like Clay Holmes, as good as he is, he comes in the other day after, you know, the Yankees, were down early against Kansas City in that final game. They were getting no hit through six innings. They come back, they take the lead. Clay Holmes comes in. You figure that's a W, chalk it up. and he gives it up and he loses in the ninth. I mean, this is how baseball goes.
Are we canceling the season, Mikey, or is season back on?
No, season's on. We got 50 wins. First team to 50 wins. That's got to count for something. The Phillies look really good, though, man.
The Phillies look really good.
But we wouldn't have to get them until the World Series.
Until the World Series, yeah. Well, Dick's got to be happy at least.
If the Yankees, I'll say this, if the Yankees don't win the AL this year, if the Yankees don't go to the World Series, I could potentially handle a World Series loss. But they got to win the pennant. They have to win the pennant this year.
I know.
They have to win the pennant. There's just nobody.
What does that mean? Win the pennant. What does
they
got to
win the AL. They got to win the AL.
Okay. Because it's the division.
The Dodgers are in the National League. The Phillies are in the National League. Those are the two teams to me that are the only teams in the same air as the Yankees. I know Orioles fans are going to come at my neck for that. That's fine. The Orioles are going to have plenty of chances to prove it. But they got to win the AL, the Yankees.
Or it's a disappointment. They scare me, Mikey. They really do.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
Everybody scares me, to be honest. You know?
Bob hasn't had a team that he's just been, you know, comfortable with in years.
I saw all my friends at a wedding last night, and it was like a high school reunion. It was unbelievable. How was the wedding, though?
Was it good?
Wedding was great. Wedding was really, really bothered me that one of the bartenders did it. Really, really pissed me off. Just a nervy thing to do. They don't give you shots. Open bar, they don't give you shots.
Yeah, a lot of weddings, they won't, yeah.
So that's okay. I get that. But I asked her, I said, could you just do a just tequila in a glass with ice and like lime juice or something? She said, can you do me a favor? By the way, I was not drunk. I mean, at that time, it was like middle of the wedding. I really didn't even have a buzz going or whatever. She goes, okay, I could do it, but can you do me a favor? Can you just chug that water? I said, I don't know, man. I got to chug the – I said, first off, I said, I'm not intoxicated. And obviously, somebody's wedding. You don't want to make a scene.
Maybe she wanted you to stay hydrated, Bob.
No, but the chug of the water. And then she had said prior, if I see you taking it like a shot, I'm gonna cut you off.
Oh my god.
This man, I mean,
you know what it is sometimes, you know, a bartender just needs to be a bartender. Let your manager do that. Let them cut people off. Let them be the bad guy. Just be a bartender. Pour the drinks. Make your tips. Be a fan favorite. I hate these employees who do more than they need to do. Just do your job.
If the worst case scenario happens, you know, it's the establishment that's going to be held liable, not you.
It's not your responsibility to be that you have a boss. Let them do that.
But also, too, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. I'm not going to make a stink about it. But don't ask me to chug the water.
Maybe it's wild.
Were you giving her tips?
I was very good to her. Very.
Then that is even more preposterous. If someone was good to me, you want tequila, I'll give you the whole bottle. You're there to fucking churn and burn it, baby.
Yeah, but what? It's like, what is this, a challenge? Like, you want me to chug the water?
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
You know?
A bit weird. Isn't it nice? So I got to say, Bob, isn't it nice being in the Northeast territory of the country? Like, I think, honestly, man, I was just in Philly and... And by the way, great, great city. But the food, man, if you go to New Jersey, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, like I'm telling you right now, man, I was having cheesesteaks. I was eating like a king. I was like Italian food. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just hits different, man. It's so much better.
Here's the thing I think that stands out is that the margin for error in picking a random place when you're in that territory is just so slim. It's hard to fuck up. It really is hard to go somewhere around here and just be like, man, that was terrible. If you're looking for like a random pizza spot, or you're looking for a random sandwich spot or a bagel joint or something like that, it's just so hard to fuck that up around here because everyone around here is so ultra competitive with their places. Like, it's got to be good, otherwise it wouldn't be open if it's around this area.
Like in Florida here, Mikey, you have places that are good. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, there's good food spots.
I'm sure.
But you can't just walk down a random street and go in somewhere and know that you're going to be in good company. Like, that just doesn't happen.
Those
and it was
cheesesteaks.
So refreshing.
Those cheesesteaks,
Bob, I'm doing one for the.
Where did you go?
One, I'm doing one for the sandwich review this week, and it's
did you go to like biggest... did you go to like
you went to Angelo's
did you go to like Gino's and Pat's or no?
I went to Angelo's, which I had an overwhelming amount of DMs of people telling me, like, for the sandwiches, like, this is the best place to go now, which is crazy because it's actually called Angelo's Pizzeria, and Portnoy went there and did a review of the pizza and gave it a 9 or something, like, so wow. So I went there with the intention of getting the cheesesteaks, and we actually called in the order. We were finishing playing a really nice course, and the guy, one of the members, was like, you should call it in because if you go there, you're going to be waiting. So we actually called the order in before we got there, and we got the last three. They ran out of bread. So they bake their own bread in the day, and then they use it for the cheesesteaks. So we get in there, we got the last three cheesesteaks. I'm telling you, Mikey, this was exquisite. It was fucking believable. They do something with this. With it's not a cheese sauce, but it's not melted cheese.
It's whiz.
It's some no, but yeah. It's not a real. It's like a hybrid between like a melted cheese and a cheese sauce. It's unbelievable.
It's the whiz.
Yeah, I was fucking blown away.
Kind of makes me want to go get one. I want to go get one today, but you kind of freaked me out about LBI, Mikey. Now I'm starting to...
Why did I freak you out? I just said it's not my cup of tea. I said LBI is not my cup of tea. It's just not. If I'm going to a shore town, the last one I would pick would be LBI. That's all.
I got a feeling that if it's not for you, it's not for me. You know what I mean? it's a nostalgia play that I'm doing.
Well,
for
that's see, that's different though. If you vacate, like I know people who vacation in shore towns that I never went to, like Ocean City, but the New Jersey Ocean City, not the Maryland Ocean City. Like I never was an LBI guy. So like it's just I've been there. And it's just for I'd sure rather go to like Point Pleasant, I'd rather go to Seaside, I'd rather go to Belmar, I'd rather go to Wildwood, I'd rather go Cape May. That's just my zone. I'm not an LBI guy. Just not.
He was a Jersey Shore guy, Bob.
Was he ever, man? One of my favorite all-time picks is just that unit standing in the door. He was a fist pumper, man. Let me tell you something. Before the Jersey Shore was the Jersey Shore.
Oh, Mikey was shoo-in.
Oh, those guys, I think, man. You...
That's like when I saw Situation and Vinny at the UFC, Bob, I was just disgusted more than
that. What do you mean disgusted?
So I'm going to tell you why, man. The situation comes into that lounge that me and Bob were in with Rogers and his dad and everything. And he's wearing this Versace like gold foil long sleeve shirt.
Wow.
It is. You could see this. Listen, if you were on fucking Jupiter, you could see this shirt from Jupiter, bro. Like
right
you
up Cutsy's just... alley, though.
It wasn't Joe. Like even Joe wouldn't wear that shirt, man. Like it was just a shirt where it was like, make sure that you put eyes on me. It was one of those shirts. You know what I mean? And it was just, it just felt like so. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What did Vinny do that pissed you off?
No, Vinny's fine.
Vinny's good. Yeah. I actually like Mike the Situation. I think I do. I really
did. Did you guys talk to them?
No.
Oh, Michael. I'm sure you have some few like friends of like common interest.
But I knew the girl from the group.
Mikey, do you have the picture with Situation?
Yeah.
I'll let Bone play it, but just so Joe could see, can you pull it up? Because I believe it doesn't look like he's disgusted with them. I think in the picture,
where's Mike?
No, it's a great their situation right there. It's a great photo.
Mikey looks like bewildered.
I listen, man. Like when that show came out, it was like I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like. They just like there was this whole thing about how like most of these people on that show were not even from New Jersey. There was only like one person on the show that was actually from Jersey. They filmed at all the seaside places because DJs and like the other places would not allow them to film there. Like they didn't go to surf club. They didn't go to DJs. Like it just felt to me like it was a manufactured show by MTV. Great success. I thought it was hysterical. But it just, I don't know, man.
It was unbelievable in its heyday.
Yeah, it was. It was revolutionary.
That was right around the time of Rave Cutsy, to where, like, if you got, like, Oh my God! If you throw Cutsy,
Jailbird Cutsy, that was Jailbird Cutsy.
Could you?
Why does this always get brought back up, man?
No, but I'm telling you, man.
15 episodes where we talk about this.
That was Outlaw Cutsy.
I told the one story and it gets brought up like
no. You went to prison. You were an inmate.
I don't have any records. I don't have any. And by the way, people tried to dig shit up on me, and I know that they did, and to no avail. So
I know
I'm in the clear.
Well, Bob, go for that wedding.
Bob would do crazy things for that picture.
When we go to that wedding, don't put it past me to stop by that jail and just see.
Well, you're nowhere near. That's 4 hours away.
Well, I would take the trip. I would take
the trip. You're sick. Sick puppy.
Imagine Bob walking into that jail. Can I ask you for a favor? Is the record keeper here? Is the records management here?
Looking for a mugshot circa 2005. 20
years ago? Yeah.
By the way, I gotta go to driving school. I got back-to-back tickets.
Oh, you know what, Bob?
They're making you go to
how good of a driver you are, Bob. That's a tough look on the old record where you're going to driving school now.
They're making you go to driving school?
I don't
driver thing or something?
In order to get the points deducted, you gotta go.
I
wouldn't mind the points, but it was back-to-back tickets to where if I get another speeding ticket, then they could suspend my license. So as bad as I don't want to go, as crazy as this is, I thought the driving school was online. I was going to get a task rabbit. I really was.
That's for you. Well, you have to give your ID when you go in there, Bob.
What? No.
How are you going to get a task rabbit?
He thought it was online, so he thought he would just give somebody his info and have them log in.
You know, this task rabbit thing is getting out of control, Bob. You can't. Bob's going to task rabbit somebody to wipe his ass pretty soon.
I'm telling you, man. So, now I got to go to speeding school. It's terrible. Because if I get one more, then I'm in. And I don't even feel like I'm speeding. I really don't. I'm very.
That's normally what a bad driver would say, you know.
Get out of here.
Hey, Joe, he drives a powerful machine.
That thing.
Come on, lose a little bit of perspective when you're driving that.
And comfort. Let me tell you.
Bob, that's a high performance vehicle. You can lose track of the speed very easily.
Just don't get him going. Please.
Wow, that thing's got the upgrade on everything.
Is it nice, Joe?
Oh,
I've seen pictures.
This thing purrs like a kitten.
How about...
It feels like you're just cruising. You're going 100 down.
It's like you're in the Concorde when you get that thing.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, this guy, he's getting ready for NASCAR in more ways than one.
Wow.
By the way, NASCAR is on the books.
Wow.
Oh, NASCAR, Mikey booked his flight 6 months in advance.
Viva Las Vegas.
NASCAR.
I have not booked my flight yet.
I thought you're in.
I mean, I'm in, but are we booking the flight? I didn't get any official documentation.
10th.
Two possible Vegas trips. You got the NASCAR.
20th. 20th, Joe.
I thought it was 10th.
Okay. 20th.
Well, and it's somewhere in that region.
I will be putting in the request to Mr. Dana White for the Sphere. That's something to keep our eyes on, too, which would be in, I think, September. So well, two Vegas trips.
They're having a UFC in the Sphere?
They are, Michael. Wow. They are.
That's one you get in the clouds for, man. You get in the clouds for that.
How the hell are they going to do that?
It's supposed to be the greatest production
It will be.
Said that when we were there for the NASCAR, the Eagles are playing.
Yes, Eagles are having a residency, and they end the last weekend that the Eagles play there is the weekend we're there. That's their last show as a resident.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Hotel California.
Yeah, no, we're in. Hotel California.
So how do you know that, Mike? You just look up who's going to be in Vegas that weekend?
Holly, obviously, because we went to the Eagles concert together here. She sent me a screenshot, and it was the Venetian, and it was Eagles to begin residency in the Sphere starting in August, and they're going to run August to the end of October.
By the way, the
last
Sphere,
weekend is that weekend.
The Sphere is connected to the Venetian, so you don't even have to drive.
Correct.
That's a lot of fun. That's
a ton of fun. It's a ton of
fun. But remember, we're there for NASCAR.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We're there for NASCAR. At the end of the day, we are there for NASCAR. I don't even know where this track is for NASCAR.
Nah, I don't know. In the desert somewhere, I'm sure. A lot of space out there in Vegas. A lot of land. They have a lot of land. That's something they're not short on, is land.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. So something to keep your eyes out for. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know it. Everybody loves live events, whether it be the UFC, whether it be concerts. Make sure you do your events the right way. Go ahead and download the SeatGeek app today. We came through for you folks. Use promo code BDSHOW. That's going to be BDSHOW for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. Look for the little green dot next to the tickets to ensure that you're getting the best seats possible, the best deal possible. SeatGeek, always looking out for you. Again, that's $20 off your first purchase with promo code BDSHOW. And make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. SeatGeek, we'll see you over there. Fellas, let's get into our buy or sell segment of the show here this week. And let's start over with Joey D, who's chomping at the bit.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm chomping at the bit, but I'm going to sell this week the coverage yesterday, which is Saturday. We're filming this on a Sunday. The coverage of the U.S. Open on NBC yesterday was truly one of the worst I have ever seen in ever of watching golf tournaments. It was so bad. There were so many ads, so many commercials. It was preposterous. I don't know if you guys watched. I know Bobby at the wedding. First and foremost, they weren't showing shots of like drives of guys who were in the top five. They were showing, at one point they showed Bryson was getting attended to by like a physio guy on the side. And they just do an aerial view for like 2 minutes of him stretching on the side of the course. And there's guys hitting shots, hitting approach shots, hitting like who are in the top five, top 10, and they're not showing the shots. It was so fucking bad. And I tell you what, man, you know, we got the YouTube TV hoping that we would get as many ads. And now it's just like, I don't know what's going on, man, but it was horrific. Every 5 minutes there was a commercial break. They would have the split screen with more commercials. It was really, really tough to watch. We were doing a stream too. So it was really bad because we wanted to get coverage of the golfers and the stuff. And it was just like half the time you're looking, it's just commercials. And it makes me really concerned because the future premise of where our TV coverage is going with now all these apps and all these different things. And it's just like, I would do anything to go back 10, 15 years ago to get traditional, just cable coverage. And now, by the way, they're making it seem like, I think Peacock and stuff are doing like coverage where you're gonna have to buy certain days of the golf. It's so bad, man. It's like what they did with Thursday Night Football, and now they're gonna do it with more and more things where you're gonna have to buy to be able to watch.
Dude, I couldn't watch that Hungary Switzerland game yesterday. I had to buy Fubo TV.
I got the
it was only on Fubo. And I bought it and canceled it right after the game because you have to cancel within 24 hours.
By the way, otherwise, it was $80 a month. I was watching the game in fucking Spanish.
Dude,
and I had to pay $7.
It was in English, I'll say that, but there was no, you know what I saw? And I tweeted it.
I think you got the wrong feed then, Joey D.
Joey must got the wrong feed. But anyway, Fubo.
I had no idea what was going on.
I'll just piggyback on Joe Sell. Fubo TV, they didn't have the score with the clock. Like the graphic that shows you the running clock. How do you not have that in soccer? I didn't know what minute it was.
Money grab now, man.
What point of the game it was?
It's all a money grab, and it's not. Listen, I'm happy to buy something if it's done well, or if it's done in a way that it's like, okay, this is an extension, but it's clearly like, here's one thing. Like the NFL package, I've always bought, and I've never had an issue because it's done right. They used to YouTube now. I don't know. It's got some time to adapt, but like the DirecTV one, it was always done well. So I buy it. I never complained because I knew what I was getting. But it seems like Mike, you said this FUBU. I did a Vivix thing to watch the game, and it's so shoddy. It's like they just throw it up there, and they're making you pay $7. I'm like, you know, what are we doing here, man? Like, just do if I don't know. It's very concerning. And you know what? NBC's got to be better, man. It's now they're putting everything through Peacock. So anything you want to watch now that's extra, you got to watch. You want to watch a certain grouping. It was really, really tough. I don't know if you saw it, Bob.
You know what? I didn't really get to see any of it yesterday, which sucked because I really do want to see it. So I get to see a lot of it tonight. Jed had to throw a fit about it.
He was up in arms, dude. He had Matsuyama and you didn't see a single shot from this guy. And he's in the top 6-7 golfers and you didn't show a golf shot of his. They would show Finau show Matsuyama and he was going nuts.
Do you think Bryce was going to hold on to that?
I might do a long shot. I'm down a lot this week. Bob, I might do a long shot and take Pavone to win.
That was going to be my buy. I do think he holds on. He's been tremendous. He has been.
He's my pick. Like, I'm the sportsman to win.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody go from just being clowned so much to now winning over the entire, like, he's won over the entire golf world. And it's like, I also think too that he's helping move this deal faster with Liv. Like, people realize how bad we need him and how entertaining he is. You know, some of the stuff that he does is kind of bizarre. He talked about, like, salt, putting his balls in salt water.
Epsom salt, yeah.
Dude, he's a scientist. If you could do a deep dive between what Bryson goes through in his round, between what he does prior to showing up to the golf course compared to me, and then, like, his mindset on the course of, like, what he's thinking over a shot and what I'm thinking. It's amazing, but I've never seen a guy do such a 180 with fans the way that he is.
He was signing autographs for every kid.
Yeah, I mean,
until like late at night. Like, he went over, he signed every autograph.
Friend of the program, by the way. He'll talk with us. I mean, he DM'd me the other day. I was talking, like, it's pretty amazing what he's doing. And I really do think he holds on. I think you could tell if a guy's a little bit nervous as, like, the days get to, like, a Saturday one. I don't think he's really nervous at all. He looks so comfortable.
I'd like to see him finish. Obviously, I'd like to see him win now at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's minus one. I looked today, he's minus 150 to win.
By the way, did you see Koepka didn't want to talk to the media, so he did a texting interview?
Did he?
I heard about this.
Yeah.
Love Brooks.
Yeah.
That's a tough look, though.
Do you really, though?
Yeah, I like him. That's a tough look.
Bob hates him.
I know he does.
It's because he followed him and then unfollowed him the same day.
It's pretty
rude.
We don't
need to bring the story up again.
No, certainly not.
Bob, I'll tell you this. When he followed Bob, I mean, Bob was pro Koepka.
For that
1 hour, this guy was singing his praises, man.
I love him.
He was singing. Yeah. You know, the funny thing is that Bob could be so out on somebody. And I'm kind of like this too. And then they follow or they do something where they all of a sudden are like in your camp, and it's a 180, man. Let me tell you, if Brooks tomorrow was like, oh, I listened to the Brilliantly Dumb show yesterday, I thought it was hysterical.
Bob
would be fucking
friend of the program.
Brooks. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
That's fair, though. That's fair.
I think we're all guilty of that.
Oh, 100%.
I put my hand up a little bit.
At the wedding yesterday, so many of my friends are Jet fans, and they were bitching about Rodgers not being at the OTAs. And I was like, look, I mean, guys, he's a star. You got to give
him
some
breathe. Let him breathe, dog.
He's going to have a good year this year.
Did you hear, Bob? I tagged you on Twitter, the Francesa rant about Rodgers missing the mandatory camp.
Unbelievable, man.
Dude, it is that guy, man, is just him and Mad Dog. And Mad Dog was pro Rodgers, and Mike was anti Rodgers in that instance for the skipping of the mandatory mini. They're just the two best to ever do it. And it's not even close. Like, it's not. I listen to this Jackaloon Greg Giannotti in the morning. He can't even hold a candle to these guys. It's not even close.
If they could just put their egos aside and return. Imagine if they came back to the fan. I would move back to Jersey. Yeah. Just to have that back every single day. But on another note, Rodgers not being at, and you could tell when Saleh did the his press conference, he's like trying to keep it together, but at the same time, I mean, there's no, it's friend of the But
and that's where I kind of agree with Francesa. Is like I'm not mad at Rodgers, but Sala is just so he's got no spine. He's just got it's like
he's for pretty a guy, big guy is intimidating. No,
I know, and that's what I'm saying. As big as Mikey, of a presence he is
physically, like Mikey's got no spine either. Not yeah, like
that's right.
Physically, yeah, it's like Play-Doh. But yeah,
this
I mean, dude, it's
back is hanging by.
I worry about him. I worry about our sweet Michael every single day. Well, I mean,
it's a big foundation to support.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliant Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I'm telling you right now, Athletic Greens is the real deal. I take it every single morning. Every single morning, I'm suiting up with the one, the only Athletic Greens. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized, helps your gut health, and does it all. Do the right thing. Knock down some AG1 today. You can't go wrong. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. You cannot go wrong. Start your day right. Take care of your health. Take ownership of your health with the fine folks over at AG1, Athletic Greens to the moon. Mikey, I wish you would have says nothing to do. I'm just thinking of watching you walk by the octagon. I wish you still had that mouthpiece, man. I know.
Bob, did you hear the story of the sportsman about Mikey V's run-in with John Cena?
No.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's a story where I don't know how long ago it was, but he was in the gym.
About 10 years ago.
He sees John Cena in the gym. And I guess the gym manager went up to him and she was like, you know, would you like to take a picture with him or something? And Mikey goes, yeah, that'd be great. So she goes to talk to John Cena and she comes back. She goes, yeah, I don't know how to tell you this, but she said he'd take a picture with literally anyone but you.
Yeah,
because he doesn't like the form that you're doing with your squats.
Yep.
And Mikey says,
true story. Hand to God, it's a true story.
He would have bodied him in the picture. And
that's what the manager said. Yeah. I mean, I was at, I mean, you've seen pictures of me from them, Bob. That was like my peak. I was at like my peak physically.
So he thinks Cena didn't want to take a picture because Mikey would have dwarfed him.
That's what she said. She said that. She goes, I think the real reason is because he's very big muscularly, but he's diminutive. He's a short guy. He's tiny. Like he's like Bob. Wait. You're taller than him by like a country mile. You're taller than him.
But that wasn't a bit. He was serious.
No, he was dead serious. Yeah. So and then we did, what was more awkward
that he's never done his squats.
Yeah, I never squats.
I'm selling John Cena.
What was more awkward was that he was like 5 feet away talking to her, telling her this. And like, we made eye contact and it was like a fucking death stare. It was bizarre. It was really, really. and what I said in the episode as Sportsman was, I was so used to running into all these WWF guys because whenever they had an event at Continental Airlines Arena or Izod Center, they always trained at the gym that I went to in Belleville. They always trained at Signature Fitness.
Was it? I was going to say, was it like a gold gym or something?
I mean, it's a meat bag gym for sure. But like, that's the gym they always trained at. But like, I ran into like Kane, Sheamus, the New Day guys, like all these other wrestlers. And they were the nicest guys. And this guy was such a dick. He was just a total
dick. But he's perceived that.
Did follow me on Twitter, though.
Oh, maybe you're turning a new leaf.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I think this is John's way of apologizing for that incident 10 years
ago.
Is that not a wild story?
I can't believe I'm just hearing that.
True, if
you listen to the Sportsman from time to time, maybe you hear some of these good stories. Maybe that's a real issue that needs to be shout out the Sportsman because it's a great program. Maybe that's something that needs to be discussed.
What an absolute fucking douchebag.
Yeah, dick move.
So Mikey said he's never done a squat since in the gym.
No, yeah, stop squatting that day.
I thought you were going to say that he was a joke because that would be a funny joke. And then you come over and you take the picture. But
No.
He was dead fucking serious. And then he just walked by and left. And he had been taking pictures with Bobby. He was taking a picture with fucking everybody. It's not like this was like,
he definitely
it was
did
real
a lot of
like resentment towards me. It was, yeah. It was, it's mind boggling.
He definitely knew that you were going to body him in the picture.
I would have bodied him.
That's so beyond, oh, you know, maybe he was having a bad day that you try and get these guys credit for. That's just going
out of your
way.
He was taking
way.
Pics with other people.
It's just going out of your way to be such a dick. And maybe I actually agree with you, Mikey. As ridiculous as it sounds, I think he didn't want to get bodied.
That's 100%.
Would have hurt his image.
Yeah.
He was the Patriot back then. Wasn't that the movie you did, The Patriot?
His movies all suck anyway. Terrible actor.
I'm out on him.
And he's, you know what, the I know he's
he
done
used
a lot
to
of
be great in the
WWE.
He used to be great when
he's
did
a lot of like
You Can't See
stuff.
Me.
Yeah, and he's done like the Make-A-Wish stuff, and I've only seen good things. That's why I was so like blown away when he was just such an asshole. I was like, this is incredible.
Would you ever go to like a WWE? Would you go to like a WrestleMania?
Oh, are you kidding?
We went, dog. You never saw the pics from 2019 when they were, or 2018 when it was at MetLife and me and the boys all went?
But weren't you guys doing like a spoof?
How good was that?
Yeah. We all dressed up as wrestlers, rented a party bus. It was sick.
Weren't you Macho Man, Randy
Savage? No, that was a Halloween costume.
Oh, but I was
Al Snow. I dressed up as Al Snow.
I think the biggest cast of characters that you'll see in the stands is anything WWE, and then the NFL draft cracks me up.
The guys
travel from Cincinnati to go see what the 22nd.
It looks like a terrible time.
It does feel like, you know, there's so many people there, like hundreds of thousands of people just standing out there. And like your team's only getting one. You're only getting one pick more than likely. Like, listen. I maybe could understand the Bears fans that went this year because you got the number one pick, you got the number eight pick or number nine pick. Like, at least you're there for you got a little bit of length of stay there. But like Bob said, like if you're like a Chiefs fan and you're picking like 29th or 32nd, like, what are you doing? Like, why? I don't know. Yeah. I would never go. That's like one thing.
By the way,
unless they let me read a pick. If they let me announce a pick, I would go.
Imagine Mikey reading a pick for the Bears.
Bob, they couldn't give me like the sixth round pick. They let anybody go up there and read those picks the first, second round. They let anybody go up there.
Yeah, I think it would be smart for them to get some influencers to bring
in. We need
to
get Mikey up there to read a pick.
I think.
We need Mikey to read a pick, and we need me to do a national anthem at like some really low end like sporting event that nobody wants.
Yeah, like a cornhole tournament or something like that.
Like, you know what you should do, Joe? Like Big Cat does it when they do their Rough and Rowdy. It's awesome.
So good.
He fully commits. Like if you commit to it, it's funny.
He belts.
Mikey belts. Joe did one on when we were streaming the other day. He did the national anthem and like he went all out. Like he was really getting into it. Yeah. And there comes a point where his voice just gives out, like his voice just breaks.
Yeah, but you know the thing is people got some mileage on talked that about that. They still said that it was well done.
It was great, and there wasn't really a lot.
I took it an octave higher without being prepared. And normally, like I prepare myself that I could go into like a falsetto if need be, and it cracked.
I'll tell you another take that's aging well. That's not getting enough credit. And I have a video of it from the UFC of him getting ready and he's bouncing around the cage and holding it.
Oh, this guy's a fucking clown, bro. He's an absolute clown.
Well, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to call him a clown.
I like Bruce. I
do too. He's great for the sport.
I think he is. I think he's
great. The guy thinks he's fucking the next coming of Christ. It's pretty tough to watch.
Wow.
Mikey, come on. You watch him in that ring.
I think that he understands. Listen, he is a pivotal piece to the UFC puzzle. I think he understands that. He embellishes it.
Oh,
and he rides the wave. And you know what? I think, Joe, it's like you on Bob Does Sports. I think you're a guy who knows your importance in the role that you play. And you got to be boisterous and you got to embrace the role. And I think he's doing the same thing in the UFC. And for you to criticize him, I think it's a pot calling the kettle black. I really do.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous, man.
Why? What has he done, Joe? That's so bad. What has he done? What?
He's, by the way,
great dress sense. I love every sport coat he wears. It's tremendous. It's got a great fashion.
I wouldn't say tremendous.
How do you feel about that, Joey D?
I mean, listen, Mikey, that is a horrid take. I will say this. I think he's good at what he does, but he thinks that people are there for him. You're not there for him. You're there for the show.
Let me ask you this.
It's like the ringleader of the circus. You get people going and then you well, yes, but then you step off and it's all about him. He thinks that his shit don't stink. Have you heard him in an interview before?
Ready? That's got to be an assumption, man. That's got
not an assumption. I see what I see. Oh my God, man.
Look at him. He's pacing around like a lion.
What's this? And watch it come back to him.
It is. This guy.
See him dancing around. Look at him kicking the cage.
Kicking the cage. As if he's going in for a fight himself. Yeah. Well, I mean, what are we doing here? Have you seen him hold the cage up? Yeah. It's like he's. It's come on, man. It's a bit fucking much.
I mean, look. I'm with Mikey. That is so great for the sport.
But to say that I am the Bruce Buffer of Honda Sports,
I think that's fair.
That's really tough.
I love Bruce Buffer, Joe, so it's not an insult from my end. I love Buffer. And let me tell you this. What would you would be disappointed if you put on a UFC pay-per-view and Bruce Buffer was not there. You would be like, where the fuck is Bruce Buffer?
No.
You wouldn't?
Yeah, but that's
not. You turn on a Bob Does Sports episode, Joey Coldcuts is in there. You'd be pissed off, would you not?
But people watch the UFC for the fighters. They don't go there to hear Bruce Buffer.
But he is an accoutrement. He is an accessory to the fact. He needs to be
there. Yeah, but I'm more than an accessory. I'm a major part of the show.
You're a staple.
You're a star.
I'm a main character of a
three-man show. And I would argue that so is Bruce Buffer. I really would. I would. Dana White, Joe Rogan, Daniel Cormier, and Bruce Buffer. Those are like the four people that
aren't watching them. They're watching fighters. I understand where you're trying to go with it, and I actually respect like the analogy, but I think it's a little off.
I think like Bob would be like Dana White, you would be Bruce Buffer, and Perez would be Cormier. That would be like my like. Power
Who's the Jet?
Jet, I guess, would be Joe Rogan.
No, Jet would be John Anik.
No, Jet would be Herb Dean. You'd be Herb.
That's really good. We're gonna have to do like our fifth UFC AI thumbnail.
Yeah. People are like, "Yo, man, we get it with the AI shit." Yeah, but we got nothing else, guys. So listen, we're just gonna keep turning out the AIs.
What are we gonna meet up in Jersey every week to get a thumbnail? Are we gonna do? I gotta say, just for my records, so Mikey is saying, just for moving forward. Mikey's saying that Cutsy is similar to Bruce Buffer. He's the Bruce Buffer of Bob Does Sports.
Yes.
Great line.
I think that's perfect.
That's great.
And Joe, I love Bruce Buffer again. So this is all with love because you don't like him. I understand, but I happen to love the guy. I think he's great.
All right. What's your buy or sell, Michael?
All right. I'm going to sell this week. You know, this is going to be unpopular. It really is. But Deion Sanders, I've reached a point with Deion where it's just I think he's teetering on obnoxious. I just think that
I said this here we go, at the here start. I said I'm the Colorado fan love was so ridiculous and so over the top. It was I hated that team.
I just think like why is Deion like he's like simping for himself? I'm gonna give you they dropped like a new sneaker. The Sanders family dropped a new sneaker this week. Sneaker's great. It's like a retro 95 Nike. It looks really cool. But he captions it and he says, "This pick is too hard for a hater to even hate. Lord, please allow their hearts not to be troubled and for them to see the unity of a father and his sons. In Jesus' name, amen." Give me a fucking break, Deion. You got to bring God in because people are commenting back to you on social media and give it a rest. Like everyone's out to get the Sanders family. It's just so far-fetched of a narrative and it's just, there's no hater. They're just manufacturing all this shit. It's so frustrating, man. I'm done with it. I'm done with the Sanders family.
Joey D's got his hand up.
I would go as far as to say that the Sanders family is becoming the next Ball family in terms of the clown.
Dude, that's a good one. I gotta be honest. I'm on board with that take.
You got three of them. I don't. You got Shador walking in with fucking jewelry and fucking watches. No, but it's like you don't do it. It takes over football. It's a show. It's not. They're not there focused on the game, and that's why they're getting blown out.
Well, I was gonna say, you know what? You know how to shut everybody up, and in Jesus' name, amen. Go win some fucking football games. How about that? Go win.
They started out, they beat TCU, and everybody, I know, everybody said that they were gonna be a fucking top 10 program in the league, and it was fraudulent and it was ridiculous. And when Colorado State and that coach went in and they talked shit and they took him down, it was one of the greatest moments of the college football season.
Oregon.
No, but Colorado State first.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
They came back and they beat them. And then Stanford came back from like 100 and beat them. Do you remember that? That one receiver had
the one that stands out to me is the Oregon game, because the head coach from Oregon like ripped into them in the locker room, and they broadcasted it. It was insane.
I think he knew too. Like, I think he knew that
they were frauds.
Oh, yes.
And he knew they were going to blow them out. So he was confident saying that too. They were like 21 point favorites, I think.
Yes.
Did you see, Mike? I thought you were going to say, did you see the thing about the amount of people that went to the transfer portal in Colorado, and a big part of it, like the final, the last straw, was Deion making it mandatory to show up to the Lil Wayne concert because Shador was performing, and they were saying it's like daddy ball, and it was mandatory that they went to a Lil Wayne concert.
I don't care what Deion does in terms of how he runs his program. I have nothing to say about that because I don't know enough about it, and I've never ran a program, so I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is, don't look for like sympathy, like woe is me, like please don't look at it like this. And
guys making a bag,
like come on, man, nobody's gonna have sympathy for you. Like nobody, you're too boisterous. You've been loud and boisterous your whole career since you got drafted on your draft night. When Deion got drafted, that's the way he's been his whole career. You can't backpedal and be like, oh, understand that this is no. And Bob, I didn't even see that. That's insane.
I'm surprised. Yeah,
I think it's a good sound, Michael.
Mandatory to go to that. And by the way, fuck John Cena, man. I can't believe.
Fuck. I knew Bob hadn't heard. He hadn't listened to an episode of Sportsman since day one.
How? Fuck off. How, Mikey? How have you not told me that story?
It's a great story.
I feel like I may have, or I feel like we danced around it. Yeah, maybe not.
I would have.
I knew that was right up in your wheelhouse, Bob. That you would really get it.
What a total dick! I can't get over that. I mean, that is
He should address it and apologize. Honestly, little hand up from Cena.
Maybe you tag him in a Twitter post.
Yeah. By the way,
He followed me. Yeah, and when he followed me, I screenshot it and I tweeted out and I said, maybe this is John's way of apologizing for the gym incident from 12 years ago.
You know, I'll tell you something. Twitter, I was so all in on Twitter for about 2-3 weeks. And I think it's lost its allure. First and foremost, you can't see. It's so hard to track. Like on Instagram, you could see who liked your things, who recommented.
That's the beauty about Twitter. Who cares?
You could just send it out there.
I don't know who's watching, who's looking, who's seeing. I like to see things like that. Like, could you even see if Cena saw that tweet that you posted?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care.
There's no way. That's what I'm saying. Is that
I tell you what tweet? I tell you what tweet did numbers though. This tweet did numbers, dog.
What's that?
Oh, let's dive in.
Evian ice cubes did.
That was really good.
I never even saw that. What is that?
Let's hear that, Mikey B.
Wow, Joe, you tweeted out. I mean, you tweeted out.
This is an all-time.
I gotta find the tweet because I don't want to miss.
Oh, my last tweet. By the way, it's a very, very fucking.
No, not your last tweet, dog. I'll never understand why restaurants will bring you a glass.
Wait, Mikey, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, can you
read it in Joe's voice?
My voice is a little fucked up.
What are we doing, Bob?
I'll never understand why restaurants will bring you a glass of ice when you order a bottle of still water. Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose if you're diluting it with tap water? Question mark, question mark.
Do you disagree with that?
Well, Jake? Then I tweeted out how Cutsy says makes his ice cubes, and it was two ice cube trays and a bottle of Evian water, and it did numbers, dog. Built different. Hashtag built different.
Look, that's the Bruce Buffer. Look, when you get into that Bruce Buffer algorithm, Bob, man.
By the way, Bob is a culprit of doing this, which is just a dumb, dumb thing. He has asked for a glass of ice, Bob. I've seen on multiple occasions, and I actually brought it to your attention.
Look at Bob's
He has gone to a restaurant, ordered a still bottle of water, and then asked for a bottle of ice or a glass of ice. And his thing is to keep it cold. What you're doing is you're using tap water ice cubes that's going to melt into tap water, and you're mixing a bottle of water that you just purchased with a glass of tap water.
You want to talk first world problems, dog? You're talking first world problems.
Yeah, right, and you know what,
it's the purpose of ordering a bottle of still water.
That's why you don't even order the still water. That's my fucking tap water.
That is my point. When you're paying for a bottle of still water, it is preposterous to mix it with tap water. And it's there's not a thought process that goes through. And that's my whole point. And
but Bob, Joe,
this guy is
no, hook, line, and Joe, sinker.
But this first off, even if I did, which I don't think I've done the but I'm not going to tweet it. I'm not going to tweet it.
I am telling people that if you're ordering
awareness,
awareness is 100%.
Yep.
Right. People don't think about it. If you're paying, I want people to know if they're paying for a bottle of water, they should be able to drink a bottle of water and not drink tap water. If you're paying for a bottle of water, you clearly don't want to have ice.
So
water.
What do you think the solution
Which is why
is
the
that,
so here's the thing. When the server comes up to the table, the first question they ask, would you like a bottle of water or a thing of ice water? Most people will say, I'll have ice water. If you're saying, I want a bottle of water, you are committing to not wanting to drink tap water. So the
so
idea
what's the
of,
solution though? If you need ice, what's the solution?
You
if
don't you, if it, get ice.
You just
got to
you got to you got to settle for whatever temperature that bottle's being served at.
You
that's just
that
that's
the
just the luck
chills.
Of the draw. That's just the luck of the draw. You got to hope it's cold.
Man, I see what he's saying.
I would say I'd like a cold bottle of water, and then hopefully they have a one that's been chilled.
Hopefully, yes.
I mean, it's not you guys. This is my whole point. This is what drives me crazy in life. Is that I'm so misunderstood. People are thinking that I'm looking at it from a position of like, oh, I am too good to get a glass. My position is to make people aware that if you're going out and spending your hard-earned money on a bottle of still water, then you're getting hosed when you're pouring it into a glass of ice water, which, by the way, I've worked in multiple restaurants. They ain't filtering that with bottled water, dog.
But if you get the ice, that's their choice to get the ice. I mean, like
it's diluting it with tap water. You're not drinking pure water, Bob. It's like getting Essentia and mixing it with fucking regular tap water. It doesn't make sense. That is my point. And I'm once again misunderstood. And I didn't even see that tweet Bear Down did with ice cubes and Evian, which again, it proves my
great,
point.
Great
and
tweet,
Twitter,
by the
great
way.
It's a great tweet. Great
Twitter needs to do better on the notifications. I need to be seeing that Mikey.
I tagged you. I tagged you.
I understand, but I didn't
I would
see
never
it.
Bag and not
Mikey,
tag.
Mikey will
it's
do
my
that.
Bag. I tag.
Mikey will do that. He'll be like, he'll text me and be like, hey, like I just tagged you in this. It's like, if you tagged me in this, I'm going to see it. Like, I'm going to see
but
that.
No, well,
yeah, but Bob, you need a lot of following up these days. You got to follow up with Bob a lot these days. Am I wrong, Joe?
Oh, yeah. This
I'll see the tag.
When he got that little M piece.
Get out of here, dude.
It's not a bad thing, Bob. I'm gonna say this right now. I don't understand. This guy doesn't have his notifications turned off. It's you got over a million people following you. Your phone is going off. It's actually incredible that you are able to follow as much as you are. It's actually insane. So it's not us bagging you. It's just Mikey is right. Like there's a lot of shit that slips through the cracks because you got a lot of people in your camp.
I like the rush. I like the notification.
Yeah, he does.
I really do.
So
I,
sick.
Across
he's
for the book.
Sick poppy. Man.
I like the rush. I always have. I really
talk about
do.
A guy
every
who likes...
picture, every picture from UFC is him with his on his phone. Every,
well, that's tough. That's
every
tough.
Picture. You got to start living more in the moment.
Oh, Joe.
That is, but you know what? I'm going to say that is his moment. Like that is his moment. Like he, that is who he is. That, like when people
yeah,
say
but
that,
he's there with you. Like
I get it. I get it.
But Joe, you don't. I don't want to hear that from you. I can have other people say that. I don't want to hear that from you. This is a guy watching a Georgetown game live on his phone when we were next to him.
No, it was Marquette.
Well, that, even worse. Even worse.
It was like the Elite Eight. It was a big game.
Yes.
You
don't have to justify. You don't have to.
And it was a preliminary card. It wasn't even the main event.
Well, the prelims are great. The prelims are great,
but they're not. Donald Trump's not going to the prelim card, Bob. No offense.
Bruce Buffer is.
Yeah, he sure is.
Bruce Buffer.
You know why? Because he's a staple of the show.
Yeah, that quote.
He's a pillar of the UFC.
That quote of Joey D is the Bruce Buffer of Bob.
Put it on a shirt, dog. Put it on.
You know
a shirt.
What? Nothing against Bruce. I think it's insulting to Joey Ding.
This guy's only role. His only role is to announce a fight.
The crowd up, Joe. He's the hype man.
People he's the right man,
Joe said he's one of the fighters.
Yeah. I would be the equivalent of one of the fighters. It's like I'm one of the main characters.
I do. Yeah,
you remind me a lot of Chuck Liddell.
The Iceman.
Right.
fuck John Cena, though.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
There's a lot for the community, though.
Respectfully. Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Great episode, by the way.
Well, that's a morning episode. Whenever you follow up something with respectfully, it kind of takes away from the disdain of the comment.
It's like saying no offense, but you're an asshole. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a great little nuance. You just throw that respectfully in there.
Really is.
Let's throw our top five here. We're gonna go roll into our top five. Today's top five is going to be top five wedding hors d'oeuvres. Mikey V won the last top five. After I saw the top five, or when Bone had put up the graphic of the NBA, it does make sense that Mikey won last week. He constructed a very good top five with the NBA. So Mikey took it. I think it's like 7 me, 6 Mikey, 4 Joe around there.
That's right.
It's pretty tight. Yep. So we're going to be doing top wedding hors d'oeuvres. Mikey, it's up to you for how you want to go about it.
Yeah, I think I am going to go first today. I think I am going to go first. There's an hors d'oeuvre that to me just sticks out as one that I can't let go by. So I'm going to have to go first, but it's up to you guys. Bob, I imagine you're going to go third.
Yeah, I'll take the three hole.
All right. I'm going to go with the number one overall pick. I'm going to go with the bacon wrapped scallop. At the number one pick. That's what I'm going to do.
So I'm second.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. As in, it's your turn.
All right, I'll go crab cakes.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going, Mikey.
That's fair. It's a good play.
Okay.
Back
I'm gonna to go
for Bob.
Give me the shrimp cocktail.
Oh yeah.
Give me the shrimp cocktail, and then give me. Give me dumplings.
Dumplings, huh?
Oh, dumplings. Oh.
Love a good dumpling.
I'll go with sliders.
Joe, what is the proper restaurant term for the, what is it, a crostini? Like the steak, like the beef Wellington on the little piece of toast? What is
that? Had those last night.
What are those? Like the beef on the toast. You know what I mean? Right, Bob? They gave you on little pieces of bread.
Though I had those last night. They're terrific.
Yeah,
it's like a roast beef in a way on top of toast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever had those.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go. I don't know if it's a, I don't think it's beef. I think it's like a crostini, a beef crostini. So that's what I'm gonna say. That Bone, you better not fuck that graphic up. All right, don't put like a rump roast on there or something. All right, and then I'm gonna go cocktail weenie. I'll go on the way back with the cocktail.
Oh, pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket. Yeah,
I think you're better off for your list as having pigs on the blanket rather than cocktail weenie. Just in regards to when the list.
That's fine.
Cocktail weenie. That's right, really something.
Pigs in a blanket. It is.
I will go with.
This is the tough spot now.
It's coconut shrimp.
Great play.
Yeah, it is.
A coconut shrimp goes a long way, man. Let me tell you.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go. I had these last night. They're so good. I will go with the egg roll, or like the Philly cheesesteak egg roll. It is really, really good. Specifically Philly cheesesteak egg roll.
That's a great play. I mean, listen, I don't see it at every wedding, but if I do, I'm going to eat it. That's for sure.
So good. They had them last night. They were awesome. And then after that,
don't let me get what I have in my head, because if I do, it may end this draft.
I think you want to go spring roll really bad. I think that's what you're looking for.
Okay. That's what you think. Little head games here.
Yeah, give me
tough spot.
Give me.
Yeah, these are
cocktail, dumplings, Philly's cheesesteak egg rolls with a pick pending for Robert.
Give me spring roll. Give me the spring roll.
Back to back rolls.
Yeah.
Wow, that's Joseph lost it for you.
Okay, Joseph.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you've done very well. I've been very high on when you've done well, and I'm going to tell you right now.
I need this to get to me. I need this pick. Like I need oxygen. I really do.
I need can't
it.
See
so don't steal it from me, dog. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm going to go. There's a couple things here. I'm going to go with bruschetta.
Okay.
Michael?
I got to tell you, the lamb chop. Give me a lamb chop. The past little baby rack of lamb chop.
I don't think that's the be-all and end-all.
You're going to pass on a past lamb chop, Joe?
Does the committee approve?
Oh, that's a past hors d'oeuvre, Bob. The baby lamb chop, the baby rack of lamb chop.
I'm just throwing it.
Yeah, you're just throwing it out there because you know it's a good pick.
I'm just throwing it to the committee.
Yeah, because you like that.
Joseph, you okay with it?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. And then I got to close it out. This is exactly what I'm talking about, by the way. Yeah. The crostini. That's the proper terminology for that steak thing. This is tough now. I'm going to go with prosciutto and melon.
I never understood that combination. Italians do so many things right. That's one thing I just have never been able to get behind. Not saying it's a bad pick. I might end up doing well with. I've never understood that combination. Joseph?
All right.
Final pick, Joe.
Last one. Now, I thought about going to oysters, but oysters is very hit or miss. Like, a lot of people are not oyster crazy. People. Yeah. All right. With the last pick, I am going to go. So what do I have? I have coconut shrimp, sliders.
You have crab cakes, sliders, coconut shrimp, and bruschetta.
I'm going to go with, like, the chicken saute skewers.
Chicken skewers.
Chicken sautés with the peanut dipping sauce.
Sure, those are good. Unbelievable. Yeah, those are good. Yeah.
I'm going with what I had last night. Give me the fried mac and cheese balls.
Oh, that's good. I never really had those before. Fried mac and cheese. I think this one I'm going to win. Well, before I say that, maybe read out the list, Mikey, and let's see. I feel very confident in my list, though. Normally, I'm not.
I have bacon wrap scallop, beef crostini, pigs in a blanket, also cocktail weenie, lamb chops, and prosciutto and melon. Joe has crab cakes and sliders, which is a heavy one-two punch. That's a heavy 1-2 punch. Coconut shrimp, bruschetta, and chicken skewers. Bob has shrimp cocktail, dumplings, Philly cheesesteak egg roll, spring rolls, and fried mac and cheese balls. I think it's going to be very close. It's very subjective. Food is always very subjective. I think it may be close.
I think when you get to the end of the list, it's tough. When you get to the end of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough list. All right, fellas, that does it. Clap it up. Clap it up. Clap it up. That does it. Another episode. the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We'll see you next time. Make sure you smash that subscribe button and take care. We'll see you in Las Vegas.
Happy Father's Day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.